So you have handed me a sheet that shows all the public universities in Illinois, and actually it appears the picture is not good for any of them right now because they all really rely on state funding. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. The state of Illinois, unfortunately, because of their income and expense situation, has made it very difficult as it relates to their ability to pay us on time and their ability to continue to fund higher education through their appropriations at a level that will maintain into the future.
Moody's pointed out the university has a certain amount of debt. I think it's $27 million, if I recall off the top of my head.
I'll have to look and find that. What that is each of the rating agencies, when we go out to borrow money, we ask for a rating from them. But we don't always ask for each time we go out, Moody's, we either pick Moody's or S&P or both. In recent years, we've been using the S&P ratings. The $27 million is the last time, the last issue of debt that Moody's rated for us. So that's the one they still keep a rating on. So we have more debt than $27 million, but Moody's has $27 million worth of our debt in their rating categories.
So how much interest does this add? I mean, what is this going to end up costing the university?
Well, at the present time, it actually costs us nothing because we're already rated. We've sold those bonds. So in the short term, there is no impact. If we would choose to go to market to try to sell more debt, it would have a tremendous impact on us. I don't even know if I can put in numbers or an interest number what that would be. I just spoke to somebody from one of the underwriting firms that we use, and the state at this point, because of their situation, she was telling me that the last couple issues, the state is essentially paying nearly double what they would be paying had their interest rate been what we would consider normal for a state. So I would expect that our interest rate, we look at it in terms of what we call true interest costs, or the TIC. I would expect that to go up by 300 basis points or 200 basis points, which is really a 2 or 3% increase overnight because of this, if we were to go to market. Now, that being said, we have no intention to go out and sell debt with this kind of a rating. We will do everything we can to conserve our resources to fund things internally until we can improve that, or the state can improve in a time where then our rating improves.
And how long can you get by like that? I mean, isn't it pretty routine to issue bonds for a university?
Yeah, I mean, we have, especially in the last few years, because the state hasn't come through with capital money, and our residence hall folks and our auxiliaries have reinvested. We've gone out probably five times in the last 4 or 5 years. But I would expect that, and at other points of our history, we've gone 5 or 6 years with issuing no debt. So I would expect that in the next 2 to 4 years, we will not issue any debt, or we have no plans to, unless something comes up where we have no choice but to do that to fund a large expense.
Are there concerns at the university that this credit rating could drop even further, depending on what the state eventually does about the pension system?
I'd like to say no, and it just depends on the state. At this point, I don't think there's anything that we're going to do or situations that are internal to us that would cause it to go down. If we're affected by the state, it's not something that we have the ability to do. I would tell you that I think this is a serious situation, but we are going to put things in place to grow out of this and do what we can to stabilize our enrollment. One of the things that they talk about in here is our what they call thin liquidity. We have 75 days of cash if the state and tuition all dried up immediately, and how long can we survive? Our reserves put us at about 75 days. They think that's thin, and 2 years ago was much less than that. So we're going to continue to work towards that reserve balance, or that cash on hand balance, so that according to the rating agencies, we're not as thin as what we maybe should be. So we need to grow that reserve a little bit to ensure that the rating agencies think we have enough cash on hand to be able to operate.
And could that help you in, improve your rating then? Or is there anything else you can do to help improve your rating?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the more we can grow enrollment, we'll turn things around very quickly. And I know our admission staff and our graduate office, they're doing everything that they can, and they're getting very creative with their recruitment efforts. We have to look at our retention efforts as well as it relates to enrollment. So enrollment's the first thing. That's the first and the quickest thing for us to turn some things around as it relates to the rating. And they cited that. I think that the other thing has to do with ensuring that we are using our resources as wisely as possible and show them that at the end of the year we do have a positive balance. And given our expense obligations, we're continuing to manage through that, and that'll turn things around. Then a lot of the rest of the stuff is going to turn out to be on the state. What do they do with pension reform, which one gives us a known factor instead of this point being unknown whether they're going to pass on pension reform to us, and two, allows them to create some relief in their budget to be able to fund higher education in our state appropriations at the level that many people think it should be.
Yeah, enrollment is mentioned in this report. Is that typical with a rating from an investor service to have them look at the school's enrollment?
Yeah, actually, we spend quite a bit of the time when we do rating calls with these companies on enrollment and outlook. We spend time on enrollment, the financials, our foundation, and where our fundraising efforts are, as well as the state of Illinois. So that is not unusual at all for them to consider where our enrollment is.
And that, I believe, has dropped the past few years. And you don't work in enrollment, but, I mean, do you have a feel? Is it going to bounce back this year or stabilize?
I don't have a sense. I mean, I've got some projections, but I'd rather the admissions folks kind of make those calls. I think until 10th day, the official account on 10th day comes in, we're not sure. But I expect that we'll have another year where we need to continue to work and do what we can to retain all the students we can.
All right. Anything else you think people should know about this latest credit rating from Moody's?
I guess the only other thing is the university administration is doing what it can to address this. One of those things is communicating with our colleagues across the state. All of the universities were affected in this. Out of all the publics, I think everybody but Northern moved downwards. Nobody moved up. There are three other institutions that are in the same category as us with the BAA rating, and we will continue to work with them and our legislators to help that side of this, and we will continue to work out of this.
And it looks like every public university has a negative outlook right now.
That's correct. And if you read the report, it specifically references that negative outlook as it relates to the state and what it is doing or it is not doing to solve the pension crisis. It's the big hurdle.
Yeah, you talked about some of the things Western can do to perhaps move back in a positive direction. But is the big piece of the puzzle here still the state? I mean, is that the main thing that's really going to help your credit rating?
Yeah, I mean, I think that has a huge impact on it. I'm looking for the quote right here. The university has exposed the impact of pension reform at the state level. If pension reform is passed, WOU may need to fund our portion of the pension, but they expect continued pressure on state appropriations if it's not solved. So that's the big hurdle that the state has to get over. And then our rating could go up, our outlook could go up. We could even get our outlook up on our own if we can increase enrollment and help with our liquidity and our cash flow.
But the state is the key?
I think they're both keys. I think there's certainly things that we need to look internally and do what we can. And those are the things that we have some control over, we hope. And then I think the second key is the state of Illinois. I think it's both. I'd like to put it all on the state, but I think that would be not a good management practice. And we have to say, what can we do ourselves to move forward.